White Ship brings you to another Hawaiian adventure in water sports, in swimming. Diving boys in Honolulu Harbor, on surfboards at Waikiki, of course. But that's not all. No matter how you take your swimming, whether you like to splash around the shallows or cleave the waves with the swiftest crawl stroke, here's a new kind of swimming thrill for you. Choose your water, choose your beach. White sand, black sand, water, salt or fresh, cool mountain pools or warm sea waves. The temperature of the water in Hawaii is always just right. There are contests, games, new water sports you can enjoy only in Hawaii. Of bronze native boys is in Honolulu Harbor. You toss them coins, watch them dive. Next, you see them at the beach at Waikiki, paddling outrigger canoes, riding surfboards. You rub yourself with coconut oil as they do, then into the velvet buoyant water and the fun begins. You swim with new confidence. Try the surfboard, even surfboard polo. What next to do? Across the island you go for a weekend, for a day. You stay at a pleasant inn at Haula or Waialua Bay. Haula, you know, means red flower, and Waialua, two waters. Between dips in the sea and sunnings on the golden sand, you peer through glass-bottomed boats at the strange rainbow beauties of undersea gardens, where trees are made of coral and tropic fish are flowers. On the road round the island, you motor past miles of heavy surf, then catch the glory of the sunset behind the flat crown of Ka'ala, Oahu's biggest mountain.
All over here, Aluna, Ka'ala. Aloha.
As you know, you are listening to Keaomoku Lewis and his Tropical Orchestra. Keaomoku used to be a diving boy in Honolulu Harbor. His name means Resting the Wave. How old were you, Keaomoku, when you used to swim out to meet the great ships?
I was 14.
Tell us about it, won't you?
About 12 of us boys used to swim out to meet the big boats from the Orient. When we saw the smoke from the boat, we'd start to swim out to the entrance of the channel.
How far was it from the dock?
About a mile and a half. We'd meet the boat just inside the channel, dive for money, everything up to quarters, 50-cent pieces. When a coin hit the water, we'd dive down under it, wait for it.
Wait for it?
Yes. A coin sinks in a zigzag path, like this. You watch it shining as it sinks in the water. When it comes toward you, you take it. If you go after it, you start a current, lose it. We put the money in our cheeks when we caught it. You always can tell a lucky boy. He'd come in, his cheeks bulging with money.
How much would you get?
Oh, maybe 90 cents, maybe more, sometimes nothing.
Did you ride back on the boat?
No, swim back, only a mile and a half. Sometimes there were four boats a day. Then we were lucky. Tough, though, when they came during school hours. Couldn't get away then.
Thank you, Keaomoku. Join a party going to the big island, Hawaii. Overnight by boat from Honolulu on the Hualalai or the Waialeale. 2 short hours if you go by plane. You make your headquarters at the main port, Hilo, a city next to Honolulu in size. You shop in her stores. You swim at Coconut Island in the bay. Over your head lean tall cocoa palms, shadowing the ripples about you as you swim. On the soft sand at low tide, you gather delicate shells, branches of shaded coral for souvenirs. Youngsters, brown and husky, play with starfish, tiny crabs, funny ocean creatures. You go for a picnic some 30 miles away, drive on a perfect highway through dense jungle growth, come out in the warm tropic sun, on the black sand beach at Kalapana. Into your bathing suit, plunge into cool waves, race hungrily down the beach, devour a feast of fresh shrimps, baked bananas, golden papayas. Send a boy up a slanting coca palm to bring you a cool drink of coca milk. You stretch out under cool palms on the clean black sand in the very locale of the famous Bird of Paradise. Everywhere you go in Hawaii, climbing mountains, exploring canyons, you can always swim. Swim and sun yourself till you have something of the poise and grace of a true Hawaiian. You are no longer a malehine, a stranger. You are a kama'ina, old-timer. You belong in Hawaii. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past quarter hour, you have been listening to Hawaiian Adventures with Keaumoku Lewis and his Tropical Orchestra. Your narrator, Charles Frederick Lindsley. Hello.